Today we begin Parshas Vayeshev. We begin the first topic, which is the sale of Yosef. This is lesson 198. Now that we've been a little more accustomed to this TLC program, we're going to pick up the pace a little bit. And as opposed to 5 to 6 psukim a day, we're going to try to work more on average 7 to 10 psukim a day to cover more ground. We're in the Simonim Tanakh on page 59, right in the middle of the page. Vayeshev Yaakov Beretz Migurei Aviv Beretz Kenan. Ele Toldos Yaakov Yosef Ben Shvayesre Shana Haya Roeh Es Echov Batzon V'hunar Es Bnei Vilhov Es Bnei Zilpa Nishei Aviv Vayove Yosef Es Dibosom Roeh El Avihem V'Yisrael Ohav Es Yosef Mikol Bonav Kiven Zekunim Hulo Ve'asalo Kisonas Pasim Vayirechov Kiyosel Ohav Avihem Mikol Echov Yisnu Osov Lo Yechlu Dabro L'Shalom V'yachalom Yosef Chalom V'yaged Le'echov V'yosifu Otsino Osov V'yomer Alehem Shimuno Hachalom Hazeh Asher Cholomti V'hineh Anachnu Me'almim Alumim B'soch HaSadeh V'hineh Komo Alumasi V'dam Nitzava V'hineh Tesubena Alumoseichem V'tishtach Avena La'alumasi V'yomru lo echav hamaloch timloch aleinu im mashol timshol banu v'yosifu otzno oso al chalomosov v'yal divorev. Let's take a look at the psukim inside, posuk aleph. V'yeshev Yaakov, and Yaakov dwelled be'eretz in the land migurei aviv, of the sojournings of his father, meaning the place where his father was dwelling, Yitzchak. And where was that? Be'eretz Canaan, in the land of Canaan. So Yaakov now is living, and as the rabbis say, he wanted to live in tranquility now, and Hashem would not allow this to happen. Torah now tells us the events that are going to occur that will eventually bring the Jewish people down to Mitzrayim, a few parshios from now. Pasuk Beis, Ela, these are toldos, the generations, and this can also be understood as the events leading up of Yaakov. And who are these generations? The primary one is Yosef. Yosef ben Shva Esrei Shana. Shva is 7, Esrei is 10, 17 Shana years. Ben is old. Yosef is 17 years old at this point in the parsha. And if you're looking at the timeline, it's the year 2216 of creation. So he's 17 years old. Hoya, being a roa, a shepherd, es echov, with his brothers, batzon, with the sheep. But specifically, the Torah goes into more detail now describing Yosef, who nar, and he was a lad. Now, the question is, he's 17 years old. He's not really a lad. So the commentaries say he behaved like a lad, fixing his hair, touching up his eyes, trying to look handsome. That needs a lot of explanation why Yosef the Tzaddik would do that. I would refer you to many of my Parsha classes on Parshas Vayeshev that discuss that issue. But also, this runs on to the next clause. V'hunar, he acted as a lad, es with B'nai Vilha, the sons of Bilha, es B'nai Zilpa, the sons of Zilpa, Neshe Aviv, the wives of his father. In other words, he was trying to befriend the children of Bilha and Zilpa because the children of Leah were demeaning them as second-class brothers, as it were. Vayavei Yosef, and Yosef brought es dibosam ra'ah. Ra'ah is evil, dibosam tales. In other words, Yosef would bring gossip, as it were, elavim, to their fathers. Let's try to understand what this means. Yosef loved his brothers, but if he saw his brothers were doing things that appeared to be incorrect, he wanted to tell his father so the father could rebuke them, not as a tattletale, but to improve his brother's quality of life. Rashi brings down from the Midrash that what were the things he gave over? Well, number one, It seemed to him that the brothers were transgressing and eating Eiver Minachai, eating the animal, the limb of a living animal. He also seemed to think that the brothers of Leah, the children of Leah, were demeaning the other brothers. And number three, he suspected them of illicit relationships. He would tell this to his father, so the father would help them to do tshuva. That's what Yosef's pure intentions were. However, he maybe should have realized that was not the best method to do it. So Yosef, on the one hand, is trying to befriend the children of the maidservants. He's trying to improve his brother's midos, as it were, at the age of 17. Okay, so now, what's the relationship between Yaakov and Yosef? Pasuk Gimel. V'Yisrael and Yisrael ahavis Yosef. He loved Yosef mikol banav, more so than all his other sons. And what's the reason? Ki, because ben zikunim lo. He was a son of zikunim, who he was to him. What does ben zikunim mean? There's three interpretations. One is, the simple meaning is, from the word zakein, old age. He was a son of his old age. He was the youngest son before Binyamin was born, much later, and therefore he had a favoritism, so to speak, because he was born to his old age. Number two, the rabbis explained that he gave over to Yosef all the special Torah that he learned in the yeshiva of Shem and Aver. And number three, that Yosef resembled Yaakov in his physical features more so than the other brothers. So he loved him more. We can say, even on a simpler level, that the ben zikunim is usually the one that would serve the father more than the others. So since he had more contact with Yosef than the others, it was only natural that he should have an affection towards him because he was more in contact with him. And to show his affection, va'asa, and he made lo for him, ksones, a coat, pasim, made of fine wool, which was also from different colors. And this would be a symbolism of the love that he had for him. Now, this does not go unnoticed. Pasuk Dalet, Vayiru Echav, and his brothers saw, ki that, also he, Ahav Aviem, his father loved him, Mikol, more so than all Echav, his brothers. From all the things that they saw, that this greater relationship Yaakov had with Yosef, so the brothers saw all that, and this resulted in Vayisnu'u also, and they hated him. Why did they hate him? Because they thought that Yosef was a phony. They thought that just like Avram had two sons, and one son, Yishmael, was wicked, and just like Yitzhak had two sons, and one son was Esav, they figured between Yaakov, one son could be wicked, and perhaps this is Yosef, who, although appearing to be righteous like Esav did, but really has very evil thoughts. And look what he's doing. He's tattletaling on the brothers. He's trying to befriend the brothers who are being demeaned. He is has been given a special coat. So they're figuring that Yosef does not have the best of intentions. Now you can ask, well, why didn't they speak to him about it? Well, look at the next line. V'lo yachlo, and they were not able, dabro, to speak with him, l'shalom, peacefully. They never sorted things out, and they just assumed this was the way it was. And this is one of the key problems in relationships. If you see things that aren't good, why don't you try to clarify it? Well, now events continue to compound the issue. Pasuk Hey, Vayachalom Yosef, and Yosef dreamed chalom, a dream. Vayaged, and he told it le'echov, to his brothers. And the result of that dream was Vayosifu, and they continued owed more sino, to hate also him. Now let's have the retell of the dream. Pasuk Vav, Vayomer aleim, and he said to them, Shimuna, listen now. Ha chalom hazeh, this dream, asher chalamti, which I dreamed. Pasuk Zion, v'hinei, and behold, anachnu, we were me'almim, bundling alumim, sheaves, bundles of wheat, where, besoch, in the midst hasad of the field, and with our sheaves, v'hinei, and behold, kama, it arose erectly, alumasi, my sheaf arose erect, the garment also needs over and remained erect, standing strong. Now what about your sheaves? Vihine, and behold, tisubeno, they encircled, Alumosechem, your sheaves encircled my sheaf, number one. And number two, Vatishtachavena, and they bow down la'alumosi, to my sheaf. So this obviously is showing that whatever Yosef was involved with, the brothers were subjugating themselves to Yosef, which is hinting to them that I should be the leader. Indeed, this was a foretelling of the future when the brothers would bow down to Yosef in Egypt because of the need for wheat and bundles of food. So indeed, this is a true dream that Yosef has. However, the wisdom of sharing them with the brothers at this time would be very questionable. Ches, what's the reaction of the brothers? Vayom rulo echav. And his brothers said to him, Hamaloch. Vehe is the beginning of a question. Hamaloch timloch. Will you indeed reign, rule Aleinu over us? Or Mashal. Will you govern, Tim Shaul? Will you surely govern Banu over us? What's the difference in these two expressions? A melech, a king, is someone who is the king, and it is with the agreement of his subjects. This is a benevolent king that people want him to be their king. A moshel is a governor who rules against their will. So they're saying to him, do you think you're ever going to rule over us, either with us accepting you or against our will? You're never going to be the king. And now that they heard this, Vayosifu od, and they continued more, sino also, to hate him. Why? Al, on account of Chalamosav, his dreams. Ve'al, and on account, Divarav, of his words. So we've set up the scenario with a great deal of hatred that the brothers have towards Yosef. Before we do the questions, I would prefer to now read the psukim again. Now that you've heard an interpretation, let's hear the psukim and read it along with me, and you'll be able to translate most of it, understand it as you're reading it. Pasuk Aleph again on page 59. Vayeshev Yaakov Beretz Migurei Aviv Beretz Kinoan. Ele Toldos Yaakov Yosef Ben Shvayesre Shana Haya Rere Esachov Batzon Vuhunar Esbnei Vilhav Esbnei Zilpa Nishay Aviv Vayave Yosef Esdibosom Ra'al Avihem V'Yisrael Ohaves Yosef Mikobonov Kiven Sukunim Hulo Vasolo Kisones Pasim Vayiru Echov Kiyosol Ohav Avihem Mikolechov Vayisnu Osov Lo Yochlu Dabro Lishalom Vayachalom Yosef Chalom Vayaged Le'echov Vayusifu otsuno oso vayomer alehem shimuno hachalem haze asher cholom tivine ahanachnu me'alumim alumim besoch hasode vihine komo alumasi vegam nitsova vihine tesubena alumoseichem vatishtachavena lalumasi vayomru lo echov hamaloch timloch aleinu im mashol timshol banu vayosifu od sino oso al chalomosav v'al divarev. Let's take a look at the questions now. Question number one. Eifo be'eretz Kenan haya eretz migurei aviv. Where in the land of Canaan was the land of his father's sojourning? This is obviously in Hebron. That's where Yitzchak had been living at the end of his life. Two. Ben kama haya Yosef betchilas parshas v'yeshev. How old is Yosef at the beginning of parshas v'yeshev? He is 17 years old. Three. Bameh osak Yosef. What was Yosef involved with? He was involved in being a shepherd. For Imihaya Yosef Resetzon, who was Yosef being a shepherd with the sheep with? His brothers. Five. Maha Kavona, what's the intention, shall we know, of the word Na'ar? Na'ar usually means a lad. The commentary said he acted like a lad by trying to beautify his hair and his eyes and acting in a childish fashion. Six. Lomaha Yosef Res B'nei Bilav Ne'zupa, why was Yosef more focus on shepherding with the children of Bilhah and Zilpah? Because the brothers were demeaning them and he wanted to make them feel better. 7. Targem Diba. Translate the word Diba. Diba means slanderous talk. And 8. Ma nohag Yosef lesaper liYaakov abnei Bilha uvnei Zilpa. What did Yosef customarily speak to Yaakov regarding his brothers, bnei Bilha and Zilpa, and all the other brothers as well? So there were three things that he discussed with his father. Number one, he discussed the fact that the brothers were eating the flesh of a living animal. Number two, that the sons of Leah were demeaning the sons of the maidservants. And number three, suspicions of illicit relationships. 9. Ketzad hirgish Yisrael liYosef. How did Yisrael feel towards Yosef? He loved him. 10. Esmimi banav ahav Yaakov biYosef. Which of his sons did Yaakov love the most? That was Yosef. 11. Lama ahav Yaakov is Yosef Yosef mikol shar banav. Why did Yaakov love Yosef more than the other brothers? Because he was a ben zikunim, which either means he was a child of his old age, or he gave him over the Torah of Shem Va'ever, or he resembled his features. Leading into question 12, Mi bibnei Yaakov nohag l'shores es Yaakov b'ziknuso. Which ones of the sons of Yaakov would customarily serve his father in his old age? That was Yosef as well, and that's the added reason why he loved him. 13, Targem kasones. Kasones means a coat. 14, Targem pasim. Pasim means fine wool. 15. Ma'asa Yaakov liYosef merov avoso a love. What did Yaakov make for Yosef from his great love? He made for him a kasones pasim. 16. Ha'imache Yosef hergishu. Did the brothers of Yosef feel and discern she Yaakov ahaves Yosef Yosef mikol achim? That Yaakov loved Yosef more than the other brothers. Yes, they picked that up. 17. Lama sanu echav Yosef es Yosef. Why did the brothers of Yosef hate him? Because they felt that this love to Yosef was undeserved and Yosef was acting in a dishonest fashion, no different than the way Esav behaved. 18. Malo yachlo achiv Yosef lasusim Yosef lama. What could the brothers of Yosef not, what were they not able to do with Yosef, and why they could not speak with him peacefully? Because they hated him. 19. Targem vayachalom. It means any dreamed. 20. Ma'aser Yosef acharei shechom chalom. What did Yosef do after he had his dream? He told it over to his brothers. 21. Ketzad hirgishu echav. How did the brothers feel acharei she Yosef sipar lahem chalomo? After Yosef told over his dream, they hated him even more. 22. Targem me'almim. Me'almim means to bundle, bundling. 23. Mahim alumim. Alumim are sheaves of wheat. 24. Where were Yosef and the brothers gathering and tying up bundles of wheat? In the midst of the field. 25. What's the difference between the word kama and nitzava? Kama means to arise erect, and nitzava means to remain erect. 26. Ma karal alumoso shel Yosef. What happened to the bundle of Yosef? It arose erect and remained erect. 27. Targem tisubena. They encircled. 28. Maim shnei advarim shaso alumos shel shar echav. What were the two things that the bundles of the brothers did? Number one, they encircled Yosef's bundle and they bowed down to Yosef's bundle. 29. Ma hivinu achei Yosef b'muvan shel chalamo shel Yosef alha alumim. What did the brothers of Yosef understand with the intent of the dream of Yosef regarding the sheaves? That Yosef would be the king over the brothers. 30. Ma amru achei Yosef. What did the brothers of Yosef say a love to him? Acharei shesip olam chalomo al alumim. After he told them the dream of the bundles, they continued to hate him even more. And they said, do you think that you will really rule over us? 31. Ma avdel bein melech lemoshe. What's the difference between a melech and a moshe? A melech is a king that is accepted from his countrymen, that they're willingly accepting him as the king. A moshe is someone who rules against the wishes of the people. And the brothers are saying, you will never rule under any circumstance over us. 32. Ketzav hergishu achei Yosef alav acharei shesip alam chalamo lama. How did the brothers feel after Yosef told over the dream? They continued to hate him for the dream that was compounded upon all the other things he had been saying about them. Again, I caution you that this story should not be understood on the simplest level. And I would ask you to look in one of my Parsha classes on this Parsha, I believe the first one on our website, that explains the truer intentions of the brothers. Please spend some time going over today's lesson and have a great week.